Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, July the 3rd, ending Sunday, July the 9th. And we have a full moon right away on Monday. It starts the day at 7:39 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time, and that is the moon in Capricorn opposing the sun in Cancer. I did do a podcast delineating the energies that are present at the time of this full moon, so you can find that podcast on the blog page and in your email box if you are on the email list for the blog page. So I will just say any full moon is a moment of fruition or seeing something that needs to be seen that has been hidden for a while. Sometimes this is a parting, and at other times it is again a celebration, and sometimes you can have mixture in your life of both of those things happening under the full moon. Of course, whatever house in your charts are having the Capricorn moon opposite the sun in Cancer are the places where you may feel or see those energies playing out for your particular life. The Cancerian sun wants to express with a sensitivity and need for emotional security. It can be on the more psychic side and feelings and energy. Whereas the moon, which rules Cancer, so it knows and understands some of that Cancerian energy, in Capricorn has an instinctive need to be in control of the structures of what's happening and to have that respect, that position of status. And it can be, it's a tough place for a moon, actually. It's a little cool and remote, it can be. So that is the polarity energy, and then there's a lot more said in the podcast that you, as I said, can hear. And it is either on my blog or in your mailbox, or if you're a Facebook person and you're hearing this, it is also posted on the Astral Essence Facebook page. So, plenty of opportunity to find it. Anyway, this opposition is also, you know, kind of an opposition between people that may start the morning, you know, different people want, somebody wanting tradition and the other just wanting people to be happy or whatever. And then the moon will go opposite Mercury in Cancer until 12:50 p.m. on Monday, and this is where, you know, again, the sentimentalities or the neediness of the Mercury in Cancer type or some stance of patriotism or some talking that goes into the past and things that have happened will be not met with much joy or comfort by the moon in Capricorn. It's a discordant note. But after 12:50 p.m. Eastern, the moon in Capricorn is going toward a trine to Uranus and Taurus. So that ends at 12:30 a.m. on Independence Morning. So that is a fairly good afternoon if you happen to be gathered with family and stuff like that, and you're planning on doing some fireworks, because I know I'm going to be hearing a lot of them this weekend because of the fact that it's like a four-day weekend for some people. In my state, there'll be an awful lot. But it's also a time where people are, you know, kind of coming into this, looking at the things that might be new and innovative and perhaps willing, even though Capricorn moon is not usually wanting to change the status quo, willing to adjust a bit to allow and have some entertainment and being able to adjust to maybe some surprises that are occurring that afternoon or evening, and being able to keep things from disintegrating, let's say. On the very day of July the 4th, for the United States, the holiday of independence from England, well, at least the declaration of it, let's say, Moon in Capricorn begins with a sextile to retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 9:49 a.m. So here is your looking at a compassionate energy, perhaps, kind of a softening for the Moon in Capricorn in some way. But then the Moon joins Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn until 12:45 p.m., and now it's kind of obsessive. People's feelings and how they are holding their position, and whether it's really the high position or not, they're holding it. And so that can be tricky at celebrations and tricky in groups that aren't known to you personally. The Moon in Aquarius at 1:30 p.m. will move towards a square to Jupiter in Taurus at 5:26 a.m. on Wednesday. So we will see excessive behavior, okay? And that's a word to the wise. You know, be aware that definitely people are feeling the discomforts of the differences. Because in the fixed signs here, Aquarius is looking to the future and change, and Taurus is no, leave everything alone, preserve. And so this is what we're feeling, fear of change, desire for holding on to stuff, and the need of the group versus my own personal preferences. These are the kinds of energies that are out there, causing people to behave in over-the-top ways. So, I mean, if it were me planning the evening or the afternoon, I think I would be kind of keeping it personal and not wanting to go out into big crowds to watch the fireworks out somewhere else. Just me. I mean, you can do it and you'll be fine, especially if there are no aspects that are problematic in your chart. But it's, you know, these holidays can get kind of over the top. So Wednesday, we may be looking at that as the Moon in Aquarius is making a square all day. It's going into that square. That's going to arrive at 12:30 a.m. on Thursday, which is to Uranus and Taurus. So again, this idea of, you know, objectivity and group need and the changes that are causing upsets for the Taurus that might be pulling in further into hold on. So just know that. It's also going to be maybe a travel day for people who are in holiday and are on the way home. The earlier you get out and drive, the better. Because as we get closer to the Moon square to Uranus and Taurus at 12:30 a.m. on Thursday, the closer we are to the potential for accidents and people doing sudden things that you weren't expecting. I would say Thursday is not the most auspicious day for the most part, because Moon in Aquarius will oppose Venus at 3:38 a.m. and Mars at 9:42 a.m. Now, the 3:38 a.m. Eastern time will come in at 12:38 a.m. Pacific time, so plenty of people out there will have an opportunity to experience this opposition before they go to bed. This is freedom versus, you know, loyalty. And again, the group versus what I want. And Venus can be dramatic, and she can also need a lot of attention. And a Moon in Aquarius is cool. It can be very detached. So things aren't, you know, quite going Venus's way, let's put it that way. But it won't get into really out there argument until the moon opposes Mars in Leo, and that's in the morning here, 9:42 a.m. So this is when things can become filled with anger, and we will hopefully not see that in our personal realm. The void of course period of time on Thursday is a good time to be doing things you need to get done, because it lasts from about 10 a.m. Eastern to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So that's when Moon in Aquarius doesn't have to deal with anything, and there's, you know, probably an easier flow if you need to get around and do things. You know, the Moon is going to enter Pisces at that 1:33 p.m., and we get to have, at this point, right away, a conjunction to Saturn, retrograde in Pisces coming in, and that's what takes us through the rest of Thursday and until 12:47 a.m. And then this is like, you know, people being sort of down or depressed. This is, you know, being blocked in some way, obstacles arising. And so, you know, not the happiest time, and not a day to get together with people necessarily, you know, if you don't have to. But fortunately, I will tell you, we have a great day coming Friday the 7th. This is the best day of the week. And it's been a tough week, and that's just simply because of where the planets are right now and the moon signs that we're dealing with, right? But when we get to Friday the 7th, we begin an early morning with the moon in Pisces sextile Jupiter in Taurus coming in at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is something that will have been felt up until 3:28 a.m. in Pacific Time. So you may have had late night experience with this much more optimistic, upbeat sextile, and maybe some humor and, you know, something to eat, even a late night snack that's enjoyable. And then we get to have, thank goodness, the harmony of the lights with Moon in Pisces trine, the Sun in Cancer, until 2:48 p.m. So now we feel internally at peace in a way. Our feelings are flowing easily, and our communications with others in terms of, you know, any kind of relationship at all are being assisted by commonality of feeling and desires to be supportive and helpful to each other. So this is a fine time. And then Moon in Pisces will sextile Uranus and Taurus until 1:48 a.m. on Saturday, followed by a trine to Mercury in Cancer at 5:56 a.m. on Saturday. So that's a nice long sweep of good energy to use in the way you wish, and to be feeling upbeat and better than coming off this weekend and the rest of the week before. What happens, unfortunately, with Moon in Pisces every month is that it's going to join Neptune, and that's at 11:22 a.m. on Saturday. So something may be very confused. There may be toxicities somewhere to be aware of. And also, there's weather that could interfere with an activity or something like that. But things will clear up at noon. We have Moon in Pisces going sextile Pluto in Capricorn until 2:22 p.m. So, yes, we feel back on course, and we can take care of things and maybe look over some things we wanted to look over about what we might need to change or renovate, or some some such with Pluto being retrograde in Capricorn. At 3:19 p.m., the moon will enter Aries. And now we go to a square to the sun in Cancer. That will complete at 9:48 p.m. on Sunday. And that is a long time. The one note that is helpful is Mercury in Cancer, trine Neptune in Pisces, is saying, hey, go with your feelings. Let your intuition guide you. And then you won't get involved in the conflict between that fast, fiery, easily angered moon and someone who wants to express with, gentleness, nurturing, and would like, some cozy cuddles maybe even. Who knows? It's Sunday. You don't have to be out there working if you don't have to. And then that person is wanting activity, and the moon in Aries wants to be out there doing. So it is a bit difficult until 9:48 p.m., but that brings us to the fourth quarter lunar phase, the moon square sun. And so you'll see, the half moon in the sky, and it will be leading to the last bit of light for the moon, which will mean that we got a new moon coming. And it's the time for us to readdress everything so that we can decide what we have to let go of, what we need to change, or what we need to keep for the next cycle. Moon will trine Venus, and that's the moon's next aspect in Aries, and that is a nice long one that comes in at 12:34 p.m. on Monday. So you've got that as the way to end this challenging week. And when we're talking next week, it'll be about Monday's sign change for two planets. Both Mars and Mercury will change signs the week beginning July 10th. And so other things will just be, again, moving towards the darker part of the lunar cycle, but the new moon will not reach us until Monday, July 17th. So, wishing you good navigation of what may be some troubled waters, and hopefully a safe and happy holiday, and I'll say goodbye for now.